And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Your quick chime and chem check is the service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. You can find them on the ones in North Platte. At 823, it's 64 degrees. Going to be topping out near the upper 80s today, a high near 89 degrees to be exact. Welcome in the crew from Parlor Tattoo. We have Savannah, AJ, and John joining us this morning. Guys, good to have you in this morning.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Now, of course, the Parlor Tattoo, AJ, we know it's formerly the Twisted Needle, but for folks that haven't been in, they're not going to recognize it as the Twisted Needle.
Oh, absolutely not. It's got a complete look, new look on the outside. The inside's completely different. I mean, we want it to be as welcoming and as comfortable for everybody as possible.
Absolutely. It's a welcoming environment because, let's face it, if you get some newbies in there, it's a little bit of an intimidating experience. Even
Absolutely.
Some of the seasoned pros are intimidated with some ink from time to time.
Yep. So. Yeah, I've had a full-grown tattooed man cry on me still, and it's a little weird every time.
That's one thing you never get used to, is it?
No, absolutely not.
No, the soft sobbing.
The soft sobbing, yeah.
Soft sobbing.
Now, Savannah, tell us about the new environment inside. We've all driven by on the one-ways. We've seen the great work that you guys have done outdoors,
Thank
but tell
you.
Us about the interior.
So the interior, my dad has actually been taking care of the whole remodel, and it's been just wonderful. We want to make it a warm, inviting area and try to get away from the stereotypes of tattoo artists where, you know, we all have criminal records and all that kind of stuff, and to show that, like, any walks of life, like to your great-grandmother, mm-hmm. to, you know, your daughter coming in to get her lobes pierced when she's 7 or something like that, and just feel like they can come in or they can, you know, it just feels welcoming, it just feels nice, and we're all there for you, and I don't know, it's just really, really nice to get to something like that.
Well, you brought up a good point, too, Savannah, with the piercings, too. I think when folks see a tattoo shop, they think, okay, that's great stuff for some ink, but you guys can do a lot of the piercings also.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
All the piercings, really, can't you?
Yes. We actually have a couple piercers in there. Our main piercer is Miranda Kikabi.
Okay.
She's absolutely incredible. She loves her job, but she literally does any type of piercing you could think of, from, you know, little kids' lobes to other things.
Sure.
But, and then we have Mariah Sprunk, who also does a lot of the children's piercings, and she loves it. She now has unicorn headbands that she passes out to the little kids when they're getting their ears pierced to kind of pull their hair back, and she loves it so much.
Well, and that's one thing, too, that it's tough having those little kids come
yes.
in there sometimes for those piercings.
Yes.
You mentioned the sobbing giants, AJ, but there's some sobbing little ones in there, too, some munchkins from time to time getting those ears pierced possible.
Oh, absolutely, and honestly, sometimes they're the bravest ones, and it's hilarious to
yes.
watch.
Mom's more nervous than they are.
Sometimes. Oh yeah. They're sitting in the chair like pumped, and mom's the one that's soft sobbing in the corner.
Now, John, obviously blood, sweat, and tears being poured into this project. So it's going to be a great grand opening coming up this Saturday. What are you most excited about?
Oh, just to see the amount of people that show up. We
sure.
have a food truck coming that's going to set up out in the parking lot.
We have you guys coming.
Yeah.
We'll be there broadcasting live.
T-shirts, koozies.
Prizes,
yeah,
art.
A lot of things like that. It's going to be neat.
It's going to be a neat experience. Now, I should have asked this at the beginning, but can you tell us each one of your individual roles at the tattoo parlor?
Well, I spent 20 years at the railroad. Mm-hmm. I got out of there with my pension. I was sitting around for a couple months, bored at home, and I started down there just checking IDs and sweeping the floor, something to do. And these guys all took me in. Well, I'm old enough to be all their dads. They took me in like family, and after about a year, Dan decided he wanted to sell Twisted Needle, and I asked them if they would stick around and stay there, then I would put the money forward and turn it into something really nice. So yeah, I just kind of...
He's the boss.
He's the boss. I do not know how to tattoo. He's the boss.
I like to talk, so I just sat down there and... I'm kind of the PR guy when everybody comes in.
Everybody thinks he's the bouncer when they show up.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. It has some bouncer tendencies. Well, and as the owner, jack of all trades, so you do have to do some bouncing duties from time to time, right?
Where we're located, every now and then we get
every
some,
now and then yep. on the ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then Savannah, AJ, I'm assuming you guys are both artists now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
So yeah, I do a lot of I do a lot of black and gray. I do a lot of like new school color. So it's a lot of like cartoony a little bit. So, you know, any 90s kids out there that want to get something like awesome from Cartoon Network, please get a hold of me.
That's your area of expertise, you would say?
Oh, like I love that. So yeah, please.
Tell us about your expertise.
I like black and gray realism, and then I am in love with just any type of line work. I love small dainty detail and like lace work and mandalas and stuff like that. So I do a lot of that as well. So that's what I really, really love to do. Oh, and then I do portraits. Sorry, AJ's
really?
Pointing at his leg, yes. So
there
I
must
just
be a portrait on your leg.
I actually have a couple of portraits on his leg. I started because I was very nervous, and I actually started on AJ doing portraits because I wasn't sure how they would turn out because, you know, one wrong move can turn, you know, your daughter into, you know, your grandmother.
Yep.
So
AJ, you were the guinea pig.
Yes, I was. I volunteered, though. I told her she needed
willingly,
to do it. Yeah.
Willingly.
Now, John, tell us about the environment there. Obviously, we've talked about it can be an intimidating thing going in to get that first tattoo or that 100th tattoo. Could be a little intimidating, like we mentioned, for the piercings also, but you guys are here to kind of alleviate that and cut back on that.
Right. When we started doing this, I said I want something that looks more like a hair studio. So all the windows are open now. Mm-hmm. Everything's lit up. I always use my mom as a comparison. I said I want something where a woman in her 70s is comfortable coming in there, the same with a 10-year-old girl getting her ears pierced. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get away from the stereotype of when I was a kid, you know, tattoo shops were kind of taboo. They were, you know, creepy, scary, and that's where the whole goal was with this, was to make it so that everybody felt that they could come in and be part of it.
Mm-hmm. And even if you're just kicking the tires around, come on in and talk to one of the artists. Obviously, this is a permanent decision.
Right,
so
yes.
We want you to be comfortable with it. Yeah, it's going to last a little while. It's not going to come off in the shower. So it's more than fine to come on in, you know, throw around some ideas with one of the artists and then sleep on it.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. We try to stress that enough just because we do have a lot of the younger kids come in and be like, well, you know, I really want a tattoo and this would be really cool. And we're like, okay, you know, that's fine, but let's, you know, talk about some concerns here and just, you know, some opinions. And then also, like, what do you plan to do later on? Like, mm-hmm. We don't want to be the reason that later on you get a job and then you end up having to either cover it or you can't get a job because of a specific decision you made when you were younger and wasn't the greatest decision.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and that's one thing my grandma always brings up. What's this tattoo going to look like when you're 80, when you're 90?
Right.
I'm sure you guys bring that up as well, and something that you want folks to be aware of.
Right.
Well, we got kind of unspoken rules, like nothing from the elbow down on the younger kids, nothing on the face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've all come to terms with the fact we're all going to look like really awesome baked potatoes when we're older, so might as well be a little bit, you know, cool looking.
Again, we have the folks from the Parlor Tattoo joining us here. Grand opening coming up this weekend. And, John, what are the hours at the location here?
Well, we changed them. We used to be open until 8 o'clock, and I hated getting home at 8. So now we're 10 to 5 with Mondays off, so Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 5.
We can actually eat dinner with our kids now and everything, so
that's
it's really
amazing.
Nice to actually go home at a decent time to, you know, not sit at the dinner table alone with cold food.
And it sounds like it's a great environment, too. Not only are you guys family-oriented with your families, like you mentioned, Savannah, eating at home, but also extremely family work environment, it sounds like. I mean,
it is.
You guys here in the studio, it seems like you guys are all just one big happy family down there.
Yeah. My wife Jamie and I inherited 5 little stepkids here that we didn't.
We give them a run for their money.
That was included on the purchase.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, well.
So, John, obviously you mentioned you're relatively new to the tattoo game, but you got some ink yourself. When did you get your first one?
When I was 44 years old.
Okay.
Got my wedding band. And then started down here with the kids, and
his wedding band.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, hey, jump in a chair, let's do this, or what do you think about that? And
hey, don't put it all on us.
Well, a lot of mine are all wrestling related.
Okay,
and everything's.
And AJ, when did you get your first one?
My first one was for my uncle Kendall. I was 21, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in the military at the time, and he had passed a lung cancer about a year before then, and you know, I just decided it was time. So, and then after that, it just kept going.
Well, I think it's great, too, because there's a lot of individuals that you come across where a tattoo has a real specific meaning. There's not just, oh, this looks cool. There is some of that where folks think, this looks cool. I'm going to put this on.
Absolutely.
I like it. But there's a lot of meaning to some tattoos as well, like you mentioned with your uncle. So, Savannah, can you tell us exactly when did you get your first tattoo?
Oh, gosh. I turned 18, and that was my 18th, like, little birthday gift from my mom and my dad. And
awesome.
All it was just some tiny little script going down my spine, which is now covered. So I can usually tell people, like, you know, even though you're young, just, you know, it might be covered later on. I mean, sure. Everyone makes those mistakes. Everyone, you know, even if It was something super simple, and I could have lived with it, but I was like, well, let's now do my whole back.
Now, John, if folks have a young one quickly approaching that 18th birthday that might be interested in getting a piercing or some ink, you guys do gift certificates or gift cards?
Yep, we do gift cards, and right now we've got a buy one, get a 50% off on the, or how should I say this, buy a $100 one, get a $50 one for free.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're going to run that through this weekend. And then
up to the grand opening.
Yep, up until the grand opening.
Yep, and then we do also offer discounts for first responders and military as well. So
awesome.
Either prior service or active duty, you know, just prior service, make sure you bring in, you know, your separation papers.
Sure.
or have it on your ID. So
mm-hmm. Awesome. So. And tell us price range here. Obviously, it depends on what you want for ink and size of everything, but what's a tattoo typically run?
So it honestly all depends. Our shop minimum is 50. The reason it's 50 is just more the fact of we do have to pay for some of our setup.
Sure.
So we need to at least make a little bit of money doing something. But it usually starts at 50, and it just depends on what you're doing, where it's at. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, if someone wants to come in and they're like, yeah, I want, you know, so-and-so's name across my forehead, we're like, okay, that might not be 50, might be a little bit more because that's your head.
Yeah.
And
might be a little more stressful with that than you would have thought.
Yes.
Yes.
And,
yes.
That'll be interesting to cover up in 6 months.
And do you guys do cover-ups too? If there is something that folks got 20, 40 years ago, maybe they had a bad experience with a tattoo, or
made
some decisions when they shouldn't have. You guys offer the cover-ups?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Amber Vian, oh my gosh, she's like the girl to go to. She just knows tones and hues and all that kind of stuff to be able to cover up. So even though we all do cover-ups here and there, we're usually asking her, going, so yeah, so how do you, what would you think would be best? So it's cool to have all that dynamic and everything to go to each other.
Well, it's amazing, John, too, in the purchase here, you kept on that award-winning crew from the Twisted Needle, because the Twisted Needle had a great reputation, an award-winning crew, and you were able to keep everybody on for the
Yep, that was, like I told you, that was the only way I was going to do it, is if they they promised me they'd stay. I was like, I can't do it without them.
Absolutely, yeah. They're obviously extremely talented individuals. It is an art, absolutely an art, and an everlasting art, so.
Well, you take, like, Savannah, we have a four-year degree.
Oh, yeah. So
four-year degree.
I have a Bachelor
art.
Of Science in Computer Animation. Mm-hmm. Don't exactly use it right now, but it's fine.
But she sells herself short all the time. She has people fly in from Florida, drive up from Texas. I mean, they come from all over the United States just for her and her portraits.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Quite the compliment.
I know. That's super cool.
Anything else you guys like to have this morning?
Come see us the 27th, Saturday.
Absolutely.
If nothing else. Stop by for that.
Yeah, stop by, check it out.
Paso del Rio, right?
Yes.
Oh, yep.
Oh, my goodness.
HA actually took the
I'll
time
say,
to
yeah,
open
it. I spray painted that whole truck, so please come down and take a look at it, take pictures. You know, I'd love to meet as many people that like it as possible.
Yeah, come inside, see all the woodworking and everything that we've done inside there. It's neat.
Stop in and check it out. It's no pressure environment.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be welcome. Stop in, check it out. Kick the tires around a little bit.
There you go.
Now, you guys were all involved, obviously, with the tattoo shop before the COVID virus hit. So tell us, how's life changed for the tattoo shop since then?
Oh, boy. We actually thought the COVID was kind of, and I know this sounds weird, but a blessing in disguise. Because we were able
for the timing.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We were able to, you know, we shut down, but we didn't have to take those personal days in order to remodel. So with the whole thing shutting down, we finally were able to get in there and start cleaning everything out and rebuilding and doing all these amazing things without having to worry about putting us all out of jobs at the moment, because this is our livelihood.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but it honestly was good. And then, you know, AJ was able to get in and start painting that huge food truck. So it honestly, it worked out great, but man, we are so glad to be back to work.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you this Saturday at the grand opening.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a check of news here on K.